Task 5. Listen to the passage twice and fill in the blanks with what you hear.
The main difference between Chinese and Western eating habits is that in the West, everyone has their own plate of food, while in China, the dishes are placed on the table and everyone shares. If you are being treated by a Chinese host, he will do the best to give you a taste of many different types of dishes. The Chinese are very proud of their food culture and will do their best to show their hospitality. The meal usually begins with a set of at least 4 cold dishes, to be followed by the main courses of hot meat and vegetable dishes. Soup then will be served, followed by staple food, ranging from rice, noodles, to dumplings. Perhaps one of the things that surprise a Western visitor most is that some Chinese hosts like to put food onto the plates of their guests. This is a sign of friendship and politeness. It is always polite to eat the food, but if you do not like it, just leave the food on the plate. The main difference between Chinese and Western eating habits is that in the West, everyone has their own plate of food, while in China, the dishes are placed on the table and everyone shares. If you are being treated by a Chinese host, he will do the best to give you a taste of many different types of dishes. The Chinese are very proud of their food culture and will do their best to show their hospitality. The meal usually begins with a set of at least 4 cold dishes, to be followed by the main courses of hot meat and vegetable dishes. Soup then will be served, followed by staple food, ranging from rice, noodles, to dumplings. Perhaps one of the things that surprise a Western visitor most is that some Chinese hosts like to put food onto the plates of their guests. This is a sign of friendship and politeness. It is always polite to eat the food, but if you do not like it, just leave the food on the plate.